You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Blessings rest on those who exhibit the marks of Christian character. Learn more about this truth in week one of our series, Redefined.
Welcome, my name is Don. I'm one of your pastors here in Victory Metro East. Okay, today we are starting a new series, okay, entitled Redefined. And this series is all about the Sermon on the Mount. Okay, if you're familiar with that, mostly in the book of Matthew. Okay, and it's going to be a long series for us. Okay, 16 Sundays. Okay, 16 weeks. Wow. Yeah, one of our longest series. And I think it's just, it's exciting because we get to really look at what Jesus was preaching. This was actually not just a teaching. This was a sermon. Jesus preached this, okay? His very, one of his first preachings, okay? And it's actually, if you're going to look at the Sermon on the Mount, the entire sermon, it's actually a masterpiece, okay? It's the best sermon ever given, okay? Sobra, talagang ang galing ng connect ni Lord, ang galing ng body niya, yung laman at yung ending niya. Super. Okay? So, parang, yes, we can preach, pero, you know, yun ang ina-idolize natin, no? The way Jesus would preach, okay? Kaso ang layo, okay? So, malayo tayo. But, I believe that the grace of God is here to teach us, okay? So, and if you look at the Sermon on the Mount, it was actually a fulfillment of the law, okay? It was an assurance and a promise, okay, that the laws were going to be fulfilled. Now, when we say redefine, we are not trying to redefine the law, okay? The law is already perfect. But what we want to do, okay, as we look at it, as we go into this series, is to redefine how we look at the law and how we live them out. Okay, in other words, it's putting another lens, okay, a different lens, okay, and it's a lens that Jesus is using. There were many lens, okay, religious lens at the time when Jesus preached this sermon, okay, but Jesus used a different lens, and that is our hope that, you know, when we begin to use the lens that Jesus used, that we will understand, okay, that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. And through understanding that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law, it will change our mindset and enable us actually to live according to God's kingdom, okay? According to the ways of the kingdom. Okay, so Matthew 5:17, Jesus said this, and this is the overarching verse, no, of the entire 16 weeks, okay, the entire Sermon on the Mount. Sabi ni Jesus, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Okay, so what does this mean to us? Okay, how should this affect the way we live, okay, as believers? How should this affect the way we relate to others, okay, especially those whom we need to reach? Okay, so we hope that we will grow in our understanding. Excited ba kayo? We want to encourage you to read Matthew with us. Okay, it's chapters 5 to 7. No? It's actually 3 chapters that were devoted into this sermon. Okay, so just before you come here on Sundays, just go ahead and read, okay, this sermon. Okay, so may I ask everyone to please stand on their feet? Let me start with our first week. We're going to talk about a Christian's character. Okay, this is actually the Beatitudes. Okay, consequently, it is been popularly known as the Beatitudes or attitudes of being. Okay, it's about how we should conduct ourselves in the kingdom of God. Okay, so I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 5 verse 1 to 12. Okay, we are changing the way we do things here, okay? Sorry if this comes in as a surprise to you, okay? We're not going to flash all the scriptures, but we want to encourage you, okay, to bring a Bible, get a Bible, or put a Bible in your gadgets, application. Na-discover ko lang, you know? Bumili kasi ako ng Bible, pero na-discover ko lang na ang Libre, YouVersion, is a very good Bible app that is free. Sobrang daming translations na pwede mong makuha, no? So, wow, parang bakit pa ako bumili, no? Anyway, okay lang. Okay, so if you don't have a Bible right now, you just, if you have a Bible, okay, and then look around, kung meron kang katabi na medyo parang walang Bible, just, okay, share. Okay, so kung masyadong maliit yung Bible mo, okay, I'll read it, just listen. And may the Holy Spirit, okay, cause His words to stir up your heart today. Okay, are you ready? All right, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Seeing the crowds, He went up on the mountain, and when He sat down, His disciples came to Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Let's pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would speak to us today, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. Give us ears to hear what your Spirit wants to say to us and eyes to see what you want to show us, Lord. As we look at your teaching, Jesus, as we listen to these very words that you spoke in the hearing of the people and your disciples, Lord, let these words stir up our soul and our spirit today. Let it quicken our hearts, Lord God, that it would bring life within us, Lord. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may go ahead and have a seat. The book of Matthew, okay, the book of Matthew was written primarily to the Jews. Okay, Matthew is a Jew, and he wrote the book, okay, to communicate to his own people, the Jews. Okay, so now the main theme of Matthew is really about the kingdom of God. Okay, from the very beginning towards the end. Okay, it's all about the kingdom of God, the coming of the kingdom of God. It actually, Matthew, there's so much in Matthew's writing talks about the kingdom that is now and yet to come. In other words, it has already come, but it still has, it awaits its full manifestation. Okay, there's the principle of already, not yet. The kingdom is already here, but it's not yet fully manifested. And ganun din yung truth about our salvation, or truth about everything, that what we believe, okay, it's already here, okay. Eternal life has already started, but it's not yet fully realized. Eternal life doesn't start when you die, as many people think, but eternal life starts when Jesus comes into your life. Why? Because Jesus is eternal life. So the moment Jesus comes into your life, eternal life begins, because He is eternal life. Yet, it's not fully realized yet. We experience physical death, okay, because that's the way it is. Okay, we all, okay, at one point in our life, experience that physical death. And yet, there is a hope to live again. Okay, so I'm giving you an example, an illustration of the kingdom that is already not yet. It's already here, but it's not yet been fully manifested. Okay, so, and Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, like I've said a while ago, it's a masterpiece. It's the best sermon ever, of course, right? And any preachers, any scholars that would study the sermon on Jesus is really just amazing. Okay, all of it. Okay, of course, because He is the author of life, the author of words. Okay, but His sermon is also primarily counterculture. In other words, it's also may mga binabanggang prevailing mindsets. Okay, lalong-lalo na sa time ni Jesus Christ. There was so much religious mindset. Okay, and when Jesus was preaching this, He was actually confronting the deep religiosity and the different factions of groups. Okay, in fact, let me just paint to you a backdrop of the scenario here. Okay, there were actually four major groups existing in the time of Jesus. Okay, when I say group, these are people group. I'm not talking about Rome, okay, as a government, but people group, namely the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Essenes, and the Zealots. Okay, the Pharisees, we hear a lot about them. They are the religious people who are very traditional. Okay, they believe that their happiness, okay, is based on the past. For you to really be happy, you've got to follow the traditions of the fathers. And you have to live by them legalistically. Alright, so ito binabangga ni Jesus. No, they were so hot in the past. They were really big about the past. Now, there was another group called Sadducees. Alright, so they believed that happiness was found in the present, okay, in being able to adapt in the modern liberalism age, okay, and that's why they form a new kind of belief and religion and practices. So mga liberal to, okay, more on the present sila. Sinasabi nila if true religion is about the past, it has to be applicable also in the present. Okay, so and if you think about this, they seem to really make sense. Alright, now there's another group, the Essenes, okay, so, and they believe that happiness is found in going away, in separating yourselves, okay, that you go to the cave or you go to the mountains, okay, nowadays, that's monastery, okay, na hiwalay mo yung sarili mo, magtago ka doon ka sa lugar na walang kasalanan, really? Okay? May kasalanan na doon kasi nandun ka eh. Okay, so yun yung point. Okay? And the problem here, this idea of happiness is all about geographical location. Okay, that you have to separate yourself, you have to go. And it sounds good to many. Sounds so ideal kasi parang isolation siya eh. Alright, so, and then there's another group, the Zealots, okay, so, which they believe that really, true happiness and true freedom is all about overthrowing the government of Rome. And yun ang pinaglalaban nila. Kaya yun ang adhikain nila. At marami silang tao na kinoconvince na sumama sa kanila. Okay? If you see that movie, Ben-Hur. I mean, how many of you have seen the remake of the movie Ben-Hur? Tama ba? Ben-Hur. Okay. Ben-Hur. Okay, so the Zealots. Okay, so ito yung mga aktivista, okay, mga concern, okay, sa politics, okay, so meron silang mga kanya-kanyang message, no, and it's really prevailing. It's creating culture and mindsets in among the people. The Pharisees is saying go back, the Sadducees is saying go ahead, alright, the SNS are saying go out, and the Zealots are saying, okay, go against. Yun yung mga messages na naririnig at the time of Jesus. Right, so, can you just imagine? They seem so good, but many people probably are confused, no? Who to listen? And then Jesus came up and spoke and preached a totally counter-culture kind of preaching. Okay, so, totally different from the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Essenes, and the Zealots. Okay, so, Jesus was confronting a whole society of religiosity, of a religionist. Okay, talagang halos lahat, eh, no? Even Rome, Greek, okay, they are so much into gods and all these things. Okay, so it the concern about having a good life, having a happy life, is high in the time of Jesus. I believe it is also nowadays. Tama po ba? Sino sa inyo dito, okay? Gusto mo maging masaya ka? Alright? Oh, yung iba, okay lang sa inyo. Ganun, okay? So, masaya kayo mamaya pag nanalo si Pacquiao. Okay? Alright, so. Okay, so. So, Jesus, okay, was saying this. So, now, listen to this. This is not actually a new message that Jesus preached. This has always been the message that God was telling His people. Israel. You know why? Because God wanted Israel to live differently, to live a holy life, to be set apart so that they can be distinguished as God's people. Totally different from the way how the world live and conduct their lives. That has been the message of God to His people. Right? To be holy, to be set apart, to live differently. That they were to live as one who is identified as believers, as one who belongs to Yahweh, okay, to the God, creator of heaven and earth. Okay, so now the word blessed, you say that with me, blessed. It actually means, okay, in Greek, it's Makarios, okay? It's a common name among the Greeks, no? But it's literally, when translated, means happy. All right? Tingnan mo nga yan, katabi mo, makabang happy. Ayun, no? Blessed, no? Blessed ba, blessed? Okay. Okay, so sana, you know? Okay, so the word was used 9 times just in this sermon alone, okay? In this first part. And you know, Jesus, iba talaga si Jesus, no? When he started his sermon, capture niya agad yung attention ng mga tao. Alam mo niyo kung bakit? Kasi sinabi niya, masaya ang mga taong ganito, ganito. And sa isip na to, ha? So they were so curious, they pay attention, and he repeated it 9 times. Masaya ang mga taong kay poor in spirit. Masaya ang mga taong who hunger. And so now, minds are, you know, are umaandar yung mga isip na, anong sinasabi nito? Bakit ganon? Kasi iba yung sinasabi niya kung ano yung masaya sa alam natin, okay, kung ano yung masaya. And marami tayong opinion, no? Marami tayong sariling, you know, thoughts on what happiness is all about. Tama po ba? Okay, so yung iba, happy na may makain. Okay? Yung iba, happy na may Jollibee. Okay? Yung iba, McDo. Okay? Maglang mag-away-away, no? Okay, so yung iba, happy pag nasa family. Okay, so and by the way, no, salamat dun sa mga nag-respond, guys. Okay? Sino sa mga nag-ask ako sa Facebook, ano? Grabe, 100 almost 180 replies, okay? So, okay, so pero meron ako talagang pinakamasayang reply doon, eh, no? Sabi niya, okay, masaya kapag kinasal na. Yes! All right. So, okay, sasaya din kami lahat, all right? So, okay, wala siya ngayon dito, nagtuturo siya, no? Okay, so, nandito yung, anyway, so, go! Okay, so, anyway, so, blessed means happy, no? Okay, and I believe na gusto ni Lord, happy ka. Oh, di ba? Sabi mo, kasatabi mo, gusto ni Lord, happy ka. Okay, so. Oh. Pag narinig niyo yun, si Jesus ang isipin niyo, ha? Huwag yung politician. Okay. Bama-mama. Okay? Politician yung maisip niyo sa, okay, so. So, and most of the time, when you ask people what makes them happy, it has something to do with the people around them, maybe family, friends. It has something to do with a circumstance, positive circumstance. Okay, so may magandang nangyari. It has something to do with provision, right? And sometimes it's just whatever. Masaya kapag masaya. Okay, so, syempre nga naman. Okay, alam nga naman masaya kapag malungkot, di ba? So, masaya kapag masaya. Okay, so, and in fact, it is still true nowadays, okay, how people define happiness. If you go to Facebook and try to hashtag blessed, okay, kung alam niyo yon, okay, so sa mga bata-bata dito, alam niyo yon, you know, nag-hashtag ka ba, bro? Okay. Right. Parang okay, hash brown ata yung alam ni Jerry, no, hindi hashtag, okay, so hash brown sa McDonald's, okay. Anyway, so if you type hashtag bless on Facebook, okay, doon mo makikita, no, ang daming kanya-kanyang kind of blessing, okay, sa tingin nila, okay. So, let me show you one of the pictures. Sabi dito, okay, hashtag blessed with a girlfriend who cooks so well. Wow. Bye-bye abs na ba? Oh, okay. Dahil may girlfriend siyang cook so well. Hashtag blessed. Blessed. Okay, talaga. And then ito naman. Okay? So it's about people. Ito, it's about material things. Finally, hindi ko mabasa. Okay? Replace my old iPhone with new one. Okay? So, iPhone, pinalitan ng iPhone. Alright, so, feeling like a noob again. Okay? Hashtag blessed. Okay, because of provision. Okay, ano pa? Ito, okay? Sometimes you feel blessed when people praise you. Tama po ba? Pag may pumuri sa'yo. Okay, so, I love baristas who give you free coffee and write sweet notes on your cup. Oh, sinabi nun, you're the prettiest girl I see today. Oh, okay, so, hashtag bless. Okay, di ba? So, kasi ang ganda ng sinabi, okay, so sobrang sarap ng pakiramdam mo, okay, so And there are many things when you are in a place, okay, in Europe, hashtag bless, okay, promotion, hashtag bless, okay, cum laude, or kahit na pumasa man lang, salamat, thank you, I'm blessed, okay, at least pumasa, okay, girlfriend, okay, ano to? Nakaganti rin, okay, hashtag bless, wow, parang, okay, so, good looks, alright, hashtag bless, ayaw ko tumingin, okay, so, found parking. Wow, hashtag bless. Okay, so, ganun, no? And you know, it's not to say na parang ang babaw. And these are real. Tama mo ba? Para namang masaya naman talaga, di ba? Pagka may pumuri sa'yo, pagka may magandang nangyari, okay? Masaya naman talaga, di ba? Tama ba? Parang hindi kayo masaya, okay? Kulang pa rin ba? Okay, so, masaya naman talaga, okay? So, and I believe, listen to me, church, that Jesus in the business of giving happiness to people. Right? I believe with all my heart that it's the desire of God for people to be happy. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You sure? I believe Jesus wants every one of you to be happy. It's just that sometimes His idea of happiness is totally different from our idea of happiness. His idea of happiness is really eternal. Our idea of happiness is temporary. His idea of happiness goes beyond people around us, goes beyond the positive, you know, things, the good things that happen today. Okay, even if his idea of happiness that even if, you know, today lang yung positive things that happen and tomorrow, okay, negative ulit, okay, positive plus negative is equals negative pa rin, eh, no? Okay, so, tama ba? Okay, so, sometimes, many people don't understand God's idea of what happiness is. And, you know, when Jesus preached this sermon, He opened up His sermon, okay, the entire sermon with the idea of happiness. And that's what really is all about. That if you begin to understand all of the laws, why God gave them, and on what is the heart of God when He gave all of these principles to live by, the bottom line is really is to see His people happy and blessed. That was really the whole point. Okay? Hindi para pahirapan, para, you know, lagyan ng burden. But to really see that the heart of God for His people is to be blessed. To be happy. Do you believe that? Unfortunately, there are many, including Christians, who aren't too sure, really, with their situation, with what's happening, if blessed ba sila talaga o hindi. Okay, so, God is for our happiness, even in this temporary world. Do you believe that? Minsan kasi, sige, later na lang ako maging happy pag nasa heaven na ako. Okay, tanggapin ko muna ang pagdudusa dito, okay? Paghihirap. And you look at it as pagdudusa, you look at it as paghihirap. Okay? But really, the heart of God is even in this temporary world, He desires that you be blessed and be happy. Do you believe that? Are you sure? Okay, so, I believe that in that with all my heart. Okay, so, now, how should we understand, okay, true blessedness? Okay, so, well, number one, I want us to understand that true blessedness is found only in God. It's not found on people. And yes, there is a sense that you experience happiness with people. Okay, so, I'm happy with my life. I'm happy with my marriage. I'm happy with my wife and my kids. Okay, generally, I'm happy. Now, there are days that, you know, I'm angry at my kids. There are days that talagang, you know, parang mayroon kaming disagreement, okay, with my wife, misunderstanding. Okay, but generally, okay, I'm happy, okay? And this talk about people in your life. In some sense, they can make you happy. Okay, but true blessedness, really, it starts, okay, and it's found only in God. It starts with God. It does not start somewhere else. Okay, so, in fact, God is the one who defines what true blessedness is all about. And you know that word blessedness, parang love din yan eh. The word love. Love is one of the words in the Bible that are defined, okay, in a gazillion ways, okay, thousand, million ways. Diba? Ang daming definition ng love. Okay, so simula nung elementary ka na pinapasulat ka sa slam book. Tama ba yun? Define love. Okay, so tinitignan mo yung iba. Ah, okay, ayoko yung definition. Meron ka sarili mong definition. Oh, tama ba? Naalala nyo yun, no? So, and napakadaming definition of love. Pero, the one who is the author of it, God, who is love himself, really has his own definition as well. He has his own definition of what love is. We can have all of our definition of love, but the final authority of what love is what God says love is. Because he himself is love. In the same way with blessedness and happiness. We can have many ways of defining that, but the final authority of what blessedness is all about, who defines it, is God. Why? Because he himself is blessed. Okay, God is happiness. Okay, I'll show you that later on. Okay, so, but again, the word blessed is being happy. God is the source of true blessedness. And a negative example of this, okay, so in blessedness, true blessedness will not come from people or circumstance, positive circumstance, or even prosperity, and in especially in the area of money. Okay, one news that we found here, okay, how many of you plays Minecraft here? Mga bata, anyone? How many of you know what Minecraft is? My kids play those stuff, okay, so, okay, but you know, this person who invented Minecraft, okay, he sold his game to Microsoft for $2.5 billion. Okay, ito yung news, no? Minecraft inventor sold his and then after all of that, he started to hate his life. Okay, sabi niya, okay, marami siyang sinabi, no, kasi it changed everything. Okay, what he thought could bring him happiness actually brought loneliness. Okay, so ito sabi niya, one of his tweets, no? The problem with getting everything is you run out of reasons to keep trying. Nawalan siya ng sense of purpose and direction. Kasi dati may goal siya. Ngayon, nandun na lahat. Hindi na niya alam kung anong magiging goal niya. Ooh. Okay. And human interaction becomes impossible due to imbalance. Dati, yung mga co-workers niya, talagang, okay, sobrang saya. Okay, after the day that they work, they fellowship. Now, sabi niya, wala siyang ginagawa. Naghihintay siya sa mga friends matapos magtrabaho para they can do something. Grabe, no? And he is just bored to death. And so, and this is what isa pang sinabi niya, tinit niya, found a great girl, but she's afraid of me and my lifestyle and went with a normal person instead. Sakit. Alright. Sakit. Okay. Alright, so, okay, the girl must be sane. Okay. She's thinking right. Alright, so, and sometimes we think, okay, and how many people think na, kung ako lang yan? Oo, di ba? Eh siya, eh, hindi siya marunong. Bigay mo sa akin yan. Talagang, alam ko kung paano magiging, masaya dyan. Really? You thought so? Okay, so, you see, to be blessed is to experience the joy of being approved by God. And it doesn't matter how much you have or how much you don't have. If there is that peace within, if there is that approval, sense of approval by God, that is enough, because true blessedness is found in God. It's not found anywhere else. Now, it doesn't mean that God doesn't want you to have more money and be prosperous. No. Okay? God wants you to be blessed, and that's why He gives you opportunity to be blessed so that you can be a blessing. Every increase of prosperity is not just really about you being blessed. It's also about becoming a blessing to others. Does that make sense? So when we talk about blessedness in a biblical context, really, it's not talking about superficial attitude or temporary circumstance. It's not dictated on what's going on around you. Kaya nga yung sinabi ni Jesus, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Parang for the people, ha? Huh? That doesn't sound blessed to me. That sounds miserable. But they don't get it. Because they have a different lens. Their idea of blessedness is, you know, dictated by what they hear around them and what they see around them. Especially when they compare themselves with others. Okay, so that's when they feel they are not blessed. Okay, doon sa mga sumagot na when you compare yourself with others, tama yun, you know? You feel like, wow, hindi ka blessed. Okay? But that's not really the whole point of God. Okay? I want us to understand that the word blessed has its context about character. It's not situation. It's not provision. It's about character. It has its root and context in character. The word actually is used to describe God. The word blessed. Do you know that? In many scriptures in Psalms. And let me give you an example. Psalm 68 verse 35. The Bible says, blessed be God. Psalm 72 verse 18. Blessed be the Lord God. Psalms 119 verse 12. Blessed out thou, O Lord. Blessed is the Lord. In the New Testament, 1 Timothy 1 chapter 11 says, the blessed God, the blessed God. You see, God Himself is blessed. God is love, God is also blessed. Are you with me? You understand what I'm talking about? The idea of blessing comes from Him. It doesn't come from the things around us. And who defines what true blessing is God Himself. In fact, Jesus Christ Himself is also, the word was also used to Jesus in 1 Timothy 6:15. Okay, which says there, the Lord Jesus Christ who is blessed, He is blessed. Siya yung, hindi siya parang He is just happy. Siya mismo, He is blessed. And He is sovereign. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Wow. In other words, listen to me, church. Whatever this blessedness is all about, it's true of God. And whatever is this blessedness that is true of God, He wants it true in us. Does that make sense? Or are you not getting that? God Himself is blessed. And yung truth about that blessedness, He wants to give it to us. And it's not based on people or circumstance. It's based on who God is. And the only people who will ever experience true blessedness are those who partake in the nature of God. Secondly, in other words, there is no blessings apart from God. Hello, are you with me? People think they are blessed, but outside of God, there is really no true blessedness. Secondly, true blessedness is a favor from God. It's found in God, and to those who have it, right? How many of you here believe you're blessed? Can you see your hands? Praise God. And you know what that means? God has given you His favor. Because true blessedness is a favor from God. It is given to those who belong to the kingdom of God. Some scholars translate the word blessed as congratulations. Okay? Isa sa mga definition nila, no? Translation is congratulations daw. Okay? And when you say congratulations, it's a position of being awarded with God's favor. Okay? Kaya kinukongratulate. So, ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito, when He says, blessed are the rich, okay, and blessed are the poor, ang opposite niyan is rich, di ba? So, when you are rich, you feel like you don't need anything. But God said, blessed are the poor who thinks that they need God because they will have the kingdom of God. In other words, congratulations to those who acknowledge that they need God. rather than those who don't. Are you with me? That is what Jesus is trying to say. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And ang opposite ng mourn is gladness. So those who are glad, okay, they party, they have fun, they look for things to do, fun ways. Those who are mourn are grieving. But and when God said, blessed are those who mourn, it's like saying congratulations to those who grieve for their sins, who grieve about the things, the things that are not right in their life. Because they will be comforted. God will bring comfort to them. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meek, when you say meek, it's being humble, it's being submissive. The opposite of that is strong, self-willed, self-made man. And who is truly blessed? The one who submits himself to God. Congratulations if you submit yourself to God. No matter what the circumstance is, when you choose to submit and humble before God and trust God, blessed are you. Congratulations to you. Because you will be comforted. You will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Hunger and thirst, okay? If you are hungry and thirsty, you want to keep on eating and drinking. If you are full and satisfied, you stop eating and drinking. And God said, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, if you have that urge to pursue what is right, congratulations to you. God has shown you favor. That is a favor that comes from God, not from you. Blessed are the merciful. Okay? Versus the fair. Okay, pagka, in other words, pagka fair ka, okay, eye for an eye. Pag merciful ka, okay, you can overlook an offense. But the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they themselves will be shown mercy. Wow. Congratulations, in other words, if you learn to forgive and to overlook an offense, you are blessed. More than one who wants to, you know, take justice in his own hands. Even though that person is not the authority. Blessed are those who are pure in heart versus the pure in external beauty. Okay, external is what men see. The heart is what God sees. Who sees the heart? No one sees the heart. That's why we judge actions of people. But when it comes to ourselves, we judge our motives. Tama po ba? Okay. Pag binasabi, bakit ganun ang ginawa mo? Hindi, ang motive ko naman is ganito eh. That's how you judge yourself. But when you look at people, you always judge their actions. Right? Because who can judge the heart? Only God can judge the heart. But the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. In other words, congratulations to those who choose integrity, who choose to be honest, to do what is right. They are favored by God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Okay? Peacemakers, yun yung parang hindi lang sign na peace, bro. Okay? But one who promotes, okay, and keeps unity. Okay? He bridges gap and reconciles relationships. Okay? Ang opposite nyan is palaban. Ah, sige, ganun, ah. Sige, okay. Sige. Okay. Palaban eh. Okay? Di magpapatalo. Di magpapaapi. But God said, blessed rather are those who are peacemakers. In other words, congratulations to those who promote unity, who reconciles relationships. And then he said, blessed are those who are persecuted. Wow, parang, okay. How many of you? Yes, Lord, come on, give me persecution. Okay, so, but Jesus said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. Okay? In other words, pwede kang ma-persecute because of, you know, godly actions, because you stand for what is right. Pero pwede ka rin ma-praise dahil sa galing mo sa kalokohan. Gabi, baka bro, okay? Next level ka sa kalokohan. Okay, so, and people commend you for that. Okay, so, but God said, blessed rather are those, even though they are persecuted, but it's because of righteousness. And he said, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Okay, not on our foolishness, okay, or foolish acts or bad decisions, but on his account. Congratulations to those who endure persecution, who go on, okay, who pursue God, no matter who stand for what is right, no matter the odds. You see, ultimately, at the end of it all, okay, the point of happiness is to rejoice, to celebrate. Okay, no matter what comes into our life. Verse 12, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. You see, true happiness, church, is found only in God. God is the one who defines what happiness is. But true happiness is also a favor from God. It's not something that we achieve for ourselves. If our happiness is something that we just get for ourselves and it's not given by God, then you'll find that that happiness is just temporary. In fact, sometimes it turns into a misery. Because true happiness comes from God. It is a favor from God. God gives happiness to his people. God desires happiness for his children. Hello? Are you happy? Yes. If you're not, why? And see, Peter said that if you are partakers of the divine God, you are partakers of his nature. Ano po ba application dito? Matthew 4, we go back to, so that we can understand fully all of what Jesus is preaching here. We go back to chapter 4. Ano yung sinabi ni Jesus doon? Sabi niya, okay, he began to preach and said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know how you can fully understand true blessedness? Really, it starts by repenting. It starts by turning from the world and turning to God. Turning from how the world defines happiness and accepting how God defines happiness and accepting that that happiness we can only experience when we receive it from God. It's not what the world gives us. It's what God gives us. Do you believe this? And then verse 19, he said, come follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. You know what I believe? Unless you are a disciple of Christ, your happiness is not really true happiness. Because only those who really choose to follow God can receive the happiness that God has to give, that God has to offer. There is no true happiness outside of God. We can feel there is, but it's all temporary. It has no eternal value, and it can turn any time into a misery. But true happiness that is from God produces eternal life in us. It changes us. You know, there were crowds that were gathering around Jesus. But primarily, he was speaking to this very preaching to his disciples. It was to his disciples that he opened his mouth. Okay? Kasi, importante na makuha to ng disciples. Dahil pag hindi to nakuha ng disciples, hindi to makakuha ng unchurch. Hello, are you with me? If you are a disciple of Christ, you need to understand this. Don't base your happiness on your circumstance. Don't base your happiness on what you think is right. Base your happiness on what God says true happiness is, and you receive that happiness from God. Only in Christ can we find true happiness and live a blessed life. Apart from Christ, we can never find happiness. And we can never experience true blessedness. Let me close with this verse, Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, can we all read this? Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. Oh God, thank You, because what You desire for us, Lord, is beyond our understanding. But Lord, we receive what You have for us. The blessing, the blessed life that You have for us. I pray that You would teach us, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that even if the natural tells us when we are in need, and the natural tells us, okay, there's really no blessing in that, okay? Why are you in need? You should have provision. But Lord, thank You, because in the time of need, it is an opportunity to trust You and experience You. It is an opportunity to grow in our faith and receive provision from You, and not just from anything else. Oh Lord, I pray that You would help us understand, that You would enable us to walk in the life that is blessed by You. A life that is led by You, Lord. Full of understanding of who You are and Your goodness in us. Lord, I pray for those who are in difficult situation right now. Yes, hindi po namin dinideny, Lord God, ang mga hardships, ang mga challenges, ang mga trials and testings, they are real. But just because we have trials and testing doesn't mean that we are not blessed. In fact, we are blessed. And that's why in the midst of trials and testings, we can overcome. We can come out still blessed. We can go through life, no matter how challenging, still blessed. Because true blessing comes from You. You are the one who gives blessing. And I pray for Your people, Lord, that You would strengthen their hearts. That whatever it is that they're believing You, God, for, whatever challenges they're going through right now, help them to understand that they are blessed, Lord God. Whatever relational strife that is happening, Lord God, whatever lack that they are experiencing right now, teach Your people, Lord, to look to You, because You are the one who is blessed, God, and You give blessing to Your people. Lord, I just pray, bless Your people, Lord. Change hearts and change minds in Jesus' name. One last thing that I want to pray for. You know, being blessed starts with God. It doesn't start anywhere else, but it starts with God. And the way we can experience the blessing of God is when we humble ourselves, when we acknowledge our need for God, when we realize that we are poor in our spirit, that we need God, when we are mourning for our sins, when we are repentant, when we regret, when we acknowledge that we have sinned, and we will ask God for forgiveness. Oh, I tell you how God will be quick to forgive. That is blessedness.